trip like coming to Orlando?
Trip was easy. Yeah, just easy flight, fun energy on the plane with not just, you know, our teammates, but a lot of our coaches' families and, you know, our wives and other great people who were with us, but a lot of good energy, excited to be here in Florida.
Have you been to Orlando before?
I have, yeah. So I actually grew up on the East Coast, so I've been down here a couple times. We played at Central Florida last season, so we've been down here for a game already, but it's a great spot to play.
What's the most non-football thing you're looking forward to this week?
I mean, between Disney World and, you know, on I think that's Christmas Eve, and then Universal Studios on, you know, Christmas Day. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Lots to do and lots of great food to eat. Just excited about that experience.
Universal is going to be packed on Christmas
Day. I believe it. I know. I was told it's one of the busiest days of the year, so
I
guess we picked the right day to come.
We were there yesterday, and every line was like 3 hours long.
So holy smokes. I believe it.
It's fun. It's a good time. To the game, you know, you guys 11-2 and made the Pop-Tart Bowl. What do you have to say for, I guess, you know, this season leading up to this game? You know, how's it been for you guys?
Yeah, no, it's been a great season for us. We've been able to, you know, accomplish a lot of the goals that we set for ourselves when we started the year. Obviously, our goal was to, you know, win a Big 12 championship, and we came up short of doing that, but are still thrilled and very grateful to be here and play in this bowl game. Grateful for all that it represents. It's one of the best bowls outside of the CFP for sure. Just a lot of fun energy behind it, and you know, it's a great location, so we're excited about that, and just excited to finish our season off on the right note and carry a lot of good momentum and energy into the off season. This would, you know, a win here for us in this bowl game would be our first, you know, 12 win season since 2001. So that means a lot to us, and we want to finish the year, you know, ranked in the top 10 and be recognized as a top 10 team in the country.
A lot of programs, I mean, we've seen, you know, teams opt out of bowl games and stuff like that if they didn't make the college football playoff. But in your opinion, what do bowls like the Pop-Tart Bowl, you know, what do they still have to offer? Like, you know, you guys definitely, like you said, you still have a 12 win season to play for.
Yeah.
That hasn't been done in over 20 years.
So yeah.
What are bowls that are outside the college football playoff, do you think they still have meaning, and what do you think of them?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, for us and just the culture of who we are and, you know, who our coach is, like, whatever the task is at hand and whatever game, you know, that we earn at the end of the year, we're going to, you know, continue to put our best towards winning that and towards whoever the opponent is. So, you know, that's why you should never expect that from us, you know, as a program. We're excited and humbled and grateful for any opportunity that we have to go out there and play and represent, you know, BYU in the right way. And so, you know, I think in a world where there's so much money and fame and other things, you know, creeping into college football, it's important to still, you know, not let that entitlement get to you and just be grateful for this opportunity to play. And for those of us who are seniors like me, one more game with our boys, and you know, wearing the BYU jersey means the world, so we wouldn't miss it for anything.
So you're on the defensive side of the ball. Georgia Tech obviously has a pretty high-powered offense.
Absolutely.
By a really good quarterback.
Yep.
You know, what do you see on them or from them on film, and what type of test is that going to be on the Saturday?
I know it's going to be a great test for us. We love playing against the best. We've seen a lot of good quarterbacks this year, but yeah, Haynes King, you know, received some great recognition for the way he played this season as the ACC Offensive Player of the Year. But yeah, no, their offense, I think, you know, they've got great personnel across the board at running back, at wide receiver, and their quarterback runs the ball extremely well too. So they're a very effective and efficient offense. I feel like they sustain drives well and just move the ball down the field and find ways to get yards. And they've shown that on film throughout, you know, their entire season and all their games. And we're excited about this opportunity to play them.
Last couple questions, they're kind of fun ones, you know. I'm assuming you've seen the Pop-Tart Bowl on television.
Absolutely.
Before. So you know the giant mascot turns into a giant Pop-Tart after the game.
Yes.
How sweet would that be to be able to take a bite of the world's largest Pop-Tart?
Oh, yeah. No, we're looking forward to that. We're planning on definitely all getting a piece of the Pop-Tart after the game.
And then, obviously, the trophy is a toaster.
Yeah.
And your coach was here about a week ago doing some media, and he said he needs a toaster in his office. So how sweet would that be your senior season to leave your coach a nice Christmas present in his office?
That would mean the world, especially with, you know, the light of what's going on in the last couple of weeks, being able to keep Kalani at BYU and get that extension for him. So I don't think this trophy would be one in a case. I think it would be accessible, and it might get some good use for sure in his office.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's your favorite Pop-Tart?
I'm partial to the Wildberry or the Raspberry. Those are my two go-tos. Right. Yep.
Tanner, I think that's all I got. Anything else you want to get out there?
Nope, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanner.
Yep, thank you.
It, man.